Today on Gardening in a Minute, Air Potato Roundup. Air potato is an invasive plant that can take over large areas very quickly by climbing trees and choking vegetation. To prevent the plant from spreading, in January or February, pick up all of the bulbils that have fallen to the ground. Dispose of the potato-like objects in your regular trash, not with your yard waste. Air potato is cold-sensitive and will appear to die back in the winter, but any potatoes that remain on or in the ground can sprout new vines in the spring and summer. You'll need to hand-pull these vines while they're young, but once they get to a certain size, you may need to apply a herbicide to get them under control. Always read and follow label instructions and use caution when handling herbicides. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden clubs. Garden clubs are civic institutions that contribute much to a community. Many southern garden clubs have their roots in an earlier age, when landscapes and gardening were largely the realm of women. These days, garden clubs engage in a variety of activities designed to promote interest in and appreciation of gardening. Garden clubs often hold annual fundraisers to support their activities and conduct public tours of members' gardens. They might mastermind and maintain plantings in public spaces, contributing to civic beauty. Other garden club contributions include creating therapy gardens, conducting youth outreach, and providing scholarships for gifted students. Members often enjoy perks like field trips to botanical gardens, interesting guest speakers, and of course, the sharing of cuttings, seeds, and knowledge. For more information about garden clubs, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Bird's Nest Fern. The Bird's Nest Fern is a striking plant that thrives in Florida's humid climate. It makes a lush addition to shaded, protected areas of the landscape where it can shine as a specimen or a container plant. As an epiphyte, the Bird's Nest Fern can even be grown on a fibrous slab wired to a tree. The large, stemless, bright green leaves of the Bird's Nest Fern have a black, prominent midrib and unfurl from a tight center, giving the plant the appearance that inspired its name. The Bird's Nest Fern eventually reaches about 4 feet tall and wide. Plant it in an area with moist, rich soil. Like many ferns, this plant is not drought-tolerant, so don't let it dry out. Repot your Bird's Nest Fern in spring when the new growth begins. For more information about ferns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, get recognized. There are a few minimum features your Florida-friendly landscape must have to gain official recognition from the Florida Yards and Neighborhoods program. For the most part, recognition requirements relate to how you maintain your yard. For one thing, your landscape should feature a 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch around plantings. Also, any lawn you have should be mowed at the UF recommended height. Another important component of the officially recognized landscape is that it can't include any plants considered invasive by the state of Florida, such as Brazilian pepper. Contact your county extension office for the complete checklist to guide you in creating your Florida-friendly yard and to see if your landscape can be officially recognized. It can then serve as an inspiration to others. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, treating cold-damaged plants. January and February are the coldest months in Florida, and plants can be injured by low temperatures, but with your help, cold-damaged plants can often recover. After a freeze, see if your plants are dry. Even injured plants need water. Don't prune the plants right away. The dead foliage looks bad, but it'll help insulate plants from further injury. In the spring, assess the extent of the damage by scraping the bark with your fingernail. Cold injured wood will be black or brown under the bark. To be certain where to prune, wait until plants begin to sprout new growth. Once the danger of frost has passed, an application of fertilizer can help speed recovery. So don't give up on your plants. They might surprise you. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.